Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of May 2018, and this is the 798th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just walking across the oval of our local primary school. It's voting day for the Legislative Council, and the poll booth is the school, so I've just done that. Not very inspired, but lucky to be allowed to vote. And the wind has just dropped. It's been a really windy, grey, sort of odd day. And when I say it's dropped, I think it might be a bit temporary. And I am wearing my raincoat because there's a big, big cloud ahead of me. I haven't really had much exercise today, so I thought at least I would walk to one of the shops. I've usually been biking to recently because I just realised I'm walking straight along the cricket pitch. Apropos of nothing really. But I decided I wouldn't ride the bicycle for a few days and just see whether that made it easier for me to ride and enabled my arm to do its thing. So it's quite nice walking to the shop. The reason that I usually take my bike is that I can load it up. Whereas if I'm on foot, I need to be a bit circumspect about what I get. But I'm feeling in need of oranges, I think, or mandarins, or something like that. Or ruby grapefruit. Something citrusy. I'm hoping the wind has started up again. I'm hoping that I'm sufficiently shielding my phone from the wind. I sometimes have a sort of blank about where the microphone actually is on the phone, and so the likelihood of me blocking it off rather than protecting it is quite high. A lot of wattle birds out there in the gums. I'm on the other side now. And just thinking about where I'm at, I feel as if I need to really sit down and plan again. That somehow things are slipping, and I need to get back on track. Partly this evening because just at the moment I can't. As you can hear, I'm no longer on the oval but walking along the street. I've just loaded myself up with mandarins and oranges and ruby grapefruit and figs and chestnuts. I'm going to go home tonight and, well, not, I think I might even do it now for afternoon tea. I think I'm going to roast myself some chestnuts and really sink into the autumnal nature of today. The place I've just gone to get all these fruits is not the shop that's now been taken over by strangers, that's also the post office, but a sort of, it is still a corner shop, but it is sort of becoming a bit of a supermarket. I'm not quite sure at what point one becomes the other. But it's very popular and very, very busy. But I was glad to see that in spite of it being so busy, they had sent one of their lads out with a frail-looking woman, and were walking her home to the old people's residence. A little, well, it's not far away, it's really only the other side of the road, but still quite a slow process, and he was walking very gently with her. So in that sense, I feel as if it is still a corner shop rather than a supermarket, in that there's still a sense of location. You can probably hear the wind. It's a bit of a, what's the word? It's a kind of wind that, it's blustery. It doesn't seem to quite know what direction it's coming in, but it's quite strong when it does. The kind of wind that throws classrooms into chaos. And when it stops, like just now, this kind of little spot between gusts are wonderful. I've spent some of today wrestling with my novel structure, and had really come out not only to vote but to clear my head. I don't really think this is quite the weather to do any head clearing. I think I'd be better off doing some qigong. At least it's a really good change. Oh, I think I'm going to have to pause this and talk to you a little bit later. We'll both be blown away. Well, I'm snug indoors and it's dusk and I can just see lots of leaves being whisked off the trees. It's been such an odd autumn, really. It's been sometimes very warm and sometimes quite cold. And some of the trees look as if they're really unclear. They've still got green leaves on them and really crispy brown ones, or are half stripped. As if they've been holding on and letting go at the same time. I am at the moment roasting my chestnuts, my marroni, and really looking forward to them. They're beginning to smell now. I'd really like to be roasting them on a brazier, but I'm afraid I'm just doing it on the top of my stove, which is a bit boring, but it's what I'm doing, and they will be wonderful in about I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes. So I'm just sitting here and stirring them. I do hope that you've had a good week today. Well, I hope you've had a good week today, and I hope you've had a good week all week. I know it's been a bit of an odd week for me, but there have been some very nice, good bits in amongst some frustrations. I hope you've had time to work on or dream about whatever it is that's most important to you. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.